In Iraq, the festival of Ashura is underway, and pilgrims are flocking to the holy city of Karbala. The festival commemorates the martyrdom of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. This is the first time Iraq's Shiite Muslim majority has been able to celebrate Ashura, since the Baghdad government banned the holiday decades ago. NPR's Ivan Watson visited Karbala, where security measures are at an all-time high.
Millions of Shiite Muslims are on the march across central and southern Iraq. Cities and towns now echo with the sound of people chanting and beating their chests. This is the week when Shia remember the death of one of their most holy saints, the Imam Hussein. It's an intensely emotional period. The faithful celebrate Hussein's martyrdom by shedding tears and blood. And yet for decades, the Ashura holiday was illegal.
Unfortunately, during Saddam time, for the last 35 years, we were not being able to participate and have the practice in our belief.
Haider al-Hafaji is an Iraqi-Canadian who traveled back to the country of his birth just to celebrate Ashura. In a Shiite district of Baghdad this week, this 6-foot-tall man with a Ph.D. in micropaleontology wore flowing black robes and bedroom slippers as he walked in a procession reciting a poem in Hussein's honor. Hussein and his family and followers were massacred by a much larger army outside Karbala some 1,300 years ago, an event that helped produce the schism between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Because of Hussein's bloody death, ritual self-flagellation is a central part of Ashura. Gangs of Shiite men and even young boys march slowly down streets, rhythmically flogging their backs with flails made of heavy chains. The worshippers are building up to tomorrow's climax, when men will gash their heads with knives and swords to remember the beheading of Hussein. El-Hafaji says this year he'll participate in the tradition to share Hussein's suffering more than 1,000 years ago.
When you're going to see people hitting with a sword, you say, oh my God, blood, sword, hitting on the head? This is incredible. But believe it or not, I feel you're going to see me. I'm going to use it. I'm going to practice it.
You're going to be bleeding.
Yeah, I'm going to feel more relaxed because I'm going to lose my old blood. And my red blood cell will generate a new cell. This way I'll feel more fresh and more stronger and more better.
In addition to Iraqis, Shia pilgrims from countries like Afghanistan, Pakistan, and neighboring Iran are all converging on Karbala to visit the golden-domed mosque where Hussein's body is enshrined. Some enter through the mosque's blue-tiled arches, chanting and beating themselves into a frenzy. Others, like this group of Iranian women shrouded in black, simply stand in front of the mosque, weeping. Iranian teacher Rafar Panahi is one of the hordes of Iranians making their first pilgrimage to Karbala.
I'm happy. I feel very happiness here. I think every day from Iran about 10,000 people come here.
But the Shia's newfound freedom of religious expression in Iraq comes amid serious fears of a possible terrorist attack. Last August, a car bomb next to a Shiite shrine in the nearby city of Najaf killed and injured hundreds of worshippers during Friday prayers. As a result, authorities have blocked all vehicular traffic from central Karbala. Meanwhile, Polish soldiers, Iraqi police, and Shiite militiamen have set up dozens of checkpoints to search the flood of pilgrims headed towards the shrine. When asked if they are afraid of a terrorist bomb, most pilgrims respond simply, "The Imam Hussein will protect us." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Karbala, Iraq.